as he is addressing the media and giving out the news on Ryan Fitzpatrick being the starter this week against the Buffalo Bills.
This week in Buffalo, and I think he's got a he's anxious to get out there.
Running back decision for your starting.
Yeah, I'm gonna start Fitz this week. Kind of came to that conclusion really over the last couple of days. Decided that we felt like that was the best thing for this team, and give us an opportunity, the best opportunity for this team to go up into a tough environment and try to pull out a win. So, and we do that on a weekly basis. What's the best way? What's the best grouping, set of players, offense, defense, kicking game, to help us try to win the game. And we felt that that was the case this week.
Do the players respond better to Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Look, to me, it's, we need to play well offensively, defensively in a kicking game. We need to be more productive on offense. We really need to be more productive everywhere. But offensively, we need more production. We got that out of, Ryan the other day, for a quarter. And we just felt like as we, in this game and this week, that was the best chance for us to be productive, and we'll see how that goes. This is a tough team. It's an extremely tough defense. It'll be a tough crowd. We know that. It'll be a tough environment. So it'll be a major challenge. But we felt like, given all those obstacles, that Ryan gave us the best chance to be productive offensively.
Players responding to a quarterback, though, is that a real thing? Is that something tangible?
I would say yes, to a degree. I think it's a team game. So really, players respond to each other and a group. But yeah, the quarterback, I think he's got the ball in his hands on every snap, so he's got a relationship with the center, the receivers, the backs, the tight ends. Players, really, I would say on every team, they have to respond to the quarterback. So,
what does this mean for Josh Rosen?
Josh is look, we have a lot of confidence in Josh, or else we wouldn't have played him. So I think for him, it's got to be a day-to-day improve, get better, and continue his development. So, and that was the conversation, I had with him. And I think
you had a lot of confidence.
He's
a young
player, young, talented player. And there's still a lot of room for development with him, and we'll continue to develop him in practice. But at the end of the day, we're looking for production, at all positions, and we felt like playing Fitz would be in the best interest of this team.
Couple more guys. So last week, I guess, and a little bit this week about Rosen's development. And that's the reason why he was playing.
Yeah.
What changed, I guess, in that spectrum?
I would say his production in the game, pretty much. And I think the way we played, at the end of the game, along with some other, there's a myriad of reasons. But, at the end of the day, I felt like we moved the ball better with Ryan in the game, and I think we need to stay with that. So that's really what changed. And, it's not a knock on Josh. I think he's improving. I do. And he'll continue to improve. But at the end of the day, we got to do what's best for this team, or what we feel is best for this team.
Last question. Do you have an update on Jim Caldwell? I know we haven't talked about
it. Yeah, I just talked to Jim. He's doing well. I talk to Jim a lot. So he's somebody I bounce thoughts, ideas off of. Questions about, I try to give him an idea of where the pulse of the team is, and we go back and forth, just in different conversations. But it goes from situations in the game to personnel to how my family's doing to how he's doing. It's but yeah, he's doing well. So Thanks. Thank you.
There you go. That's the first time hearing it for me, hearing the press conference after watching the news break that they name Ryan Fitzpatrick the starter. And let's go over some of the things here that he talked about that I just think that the coach is talking out of both sides of his mouth. First of all, he hesitated to answer Perk's question. When Chris Perkins asked him about, does the team respond better to Ryan, he kind of paused. And right away, he should have said, no, this isn't about responding. This is about what we think is the best player to win this week, right? And so maybe in his mind, he does feel that they respond better to Ryan, and he didn't want to say anything against Josh in all of this.
He also could be channeling his Belichick and trying to not divulge any information. We've kind of caught him doing that a few times before,
yeah, but,
where he does that. And it's like,
that doesn't
benefit
anything in the matchup.
Of course, but I'm just talking about him not wanting to say anything like Belichick does. You know, him channeling Belichick, and that's why he catches himself in midstream.
Yeah.
That's my point. That's all.
I think he would have answered it a little bit more with more conviction if he felt great about Josh, but he doesn't, because you can't. Then he follow up and you say, we have a lot of confidence in Josh. No, you don't. No, you don't. Sorry, Brian, don't lie to me either, bro. You don't have confidence in Josh. If you had confidence in him, you would play him. Okay? You're benching him because you have no confidence in him, and you're living in the moment. Because he says that Josh has improved. Well, wait a minute. If he's improved, you keep playing him. If he's regressed and he's not answering the questions in the classroom and he's not making plays on the practice field and he's turning over the ball in football games and he's not effective, then you bench him. And if you think that he's not getting it, you bench him. And if you think he's not the future, you bench him. Because Ryan Fitzpatrick is not the future. And Ryan Fitzpatrick, my Lord, Brian Flores, have you watched Ryan Fitzpatrick's career? Since when do you ever count on good play continuing? And when do you say, because he played a half, oh, it's going to be great the following week? That's asinine. We're talking about Ryan Fitzpatrick. The guy that can play three good games and then play five terrible games after that. The guy that can throw you three touchdowns and a half and three interceptions in the second half. And he's a prisoner of the moment. You're living off the half that he played. Because you did not look at the 2.5 games that he started, right? Because he sucked the first 2 weeks. The third week, he started and got benched, right? I think that's how it went. And so that's the Ryan Fitzpatrick that wasn't moving the ball, that wasn't scoring touchdowns, that was turning over the ball. So you're going to go off a half and not the 2.5 games that he played to start the season? Sorry, I can't agree with this one. Again, Brian Flores might be right. You never know. We'll find out if he's right. But you're telling me now what some of the guys have been writing. It's over already. Your assessment's done. Because that's what I'm seeing right now. The assessment for Josh Rosen is over. That's it. It's over. You do this, you have no interest as a franchise to develop Josh Rosen or to find out if he actually can become a franchise quarterback. Some guys, it takes them a while to figure it out, man. The light doesn't go on for every quarterback right away. And so you really should not make an assessment and say that he's dead in the water already. Drew Brees did not wake up till year four. Okay? Year four is when everything took off for Drew Brees. First couple years, man, it was terrible for him. He was a bust, is what he was labeled. What are you going to do? He looked like he was lost, deer in headlights. And then the dude figured it out. And he's not the first quarterback to take a couple years to figure things out. Lots of quarterbacks have taken a few years to figure things out. And then eventually they, you know, go on.
Some go bag groceries, go to the Arena Football League, and then win a Super Bowl and an MVP.
There you go. You know, it just to give up on Rosen, because that's what you're telling me right now. You have given up on Josh Rosen. We are in week 7. You're about to play your 6th game of the season. And you've given up, and he didn't even start 6 games. He only started a couple games. And because he was terrible last week, that's it. It's over. Man. I mean, I see Bruce Arians sticking with Jameis Winston, and he does a whole bunch of stupid things. I mean, he killed it last week with 400 yards, and then he killed it also with 5 interceptions. I mean, and he does, and he throws some really stupid interceptions at times. Jameis Winston throws some of the dumbest interceptions in the NFL. I mean, terrible ones. And yet they're playing him because they're trying to figure it out. That's what you got to do, man.
Well, they got to the end of the year. This is a contract year. They've got to make a decision. Are we going to pay this kid money or see you later? Have a nice day.
Yeah.
You know. You know what, man? I kind of disagree with you on one thing. I think that Flores is of the ilk that we're kind of like, let's reset and go back where our mindset was in the beginning of the year. Fitzpatrick, throw him out there because these are some animals with Buffalo's defense. And let's kind of ease Rosen back, because look at what happened to him last week against Washington's defense. We know it's going to be even worse this week. Let's go back to where we were originally at game one and put Fitzpatrick out there. Let him take on the brunt and then bring Rosen in. That way we don't get the kid killed. We don't give him shell shock 2 weeks in a row.
Then he's not your guy.
Yeah, but we still got 10 more games.
No, not if you're starting the other guy. It doesn't make any difference now at this point. You've now killed his confidence too now. Now the coaching staff is completely crapped on him now.
Well, remember, we don't have a lot of talent
So everybody else is allowed to screw up except him. So Jesse Davis is allowed to be a turnstile and screw up and get him killed. He got hit 9 times yet last week and sacked 5.
Right.
So everyone else is allowed to screw up except Josh Rosen.
No, but we don't have choices, though. That's why Devon Parker is on the field, because we don't really have a lot of choices.
Yep, it doesn't matter. You still play him.
We don't have a choice, though.
You can play him. You don't need to play Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I think they're trying to protect Rosen, is my point. They don't want to get him killed on Sunday.
You're not building any confidence like this at all. The first bit of adversity, you've told them you're done. That's it.
I don't think it's one terrible game and you're done.
Wait a minute. One terrible half and you're done.
I think it's more, hey, kid, you saw what happened to you Sunday. Well, we don't want to get you killed.
Nah,
okay?
That's wimpy.
We don't have a good enough offensive line to protect you. We don't want to run the risk of you getting hurt for the rest of the year.
That's wimpy.
We're going to throw fits out there.
That's terrible.
When the dogs are called off a little bit and they're up and our defense, you know what I mean? We don't want to throw you under the bus.
Yeah.
I think that might be the trend. I hope so. Because if not, then you are right. What I'm saying is I'm just trying to – like, what is the mindset? What is the thought process? Why are they doing this? Maybe that's what it is. Oh,
yeah. I just don't.
You don't like it. I hate it. You're sending a mixed message.
You're
to
done.
The kid.
You're done but with. If, no, if, no. You're done with Rosen.
No.
You're done with Rosen.
No. There's still 10 games.
No. Chris Perkins is. I'm starting to think Chris Perkins is 1,000% right.
He doesn't like him.
He doesn't like him.
That is possible.
You're going back to Ryan Fitzpatrick, dude. You're going back to a losing quarterback.
Okay, but let's say this. In the beginning of the year, Rosen, at that point, had played well enough to be the starter game one. And we still started Fitz, and you said it was correct because of what we were going to be going up against.
Yeah, new system, okay. Let everybody get in sync.
Because Rosen got one start, like we're going to I don't see it. He got one start, and look how bad the offensive line was. The
no, he got two starts.
Okay. He did. Okay, two starts.
Yeah. San Diego, they were, I mean, the Chargers, whatever. He was.
You know what?
They were in that game.
And explain to me how the offensive line regresses that badly. Plus the fact that Washington's, like, coaching staff was changed over. I'm sure they changed some things. I mean, did they improve that much in 1 week?
No, it's they got a good defense, but
yes, they do.
And they were inspired. Like I said, they were inspired not to lose against Miami because
they would never live it down.
As the season builds on, you don't want to be the team that loses to the 0-4 team. Okay, and we're talking and look, this is I just pulled up the numbers. We're talking about a guy that has completed 55% of his passes. He's thrown two touchdowns and four interceptions. Okay. What are you going off on with Ryan Fitzpatrick? I'm not sure. I don't understand. Why? Because he was competitive and a half against a terrible team? Is that it?
I think it's more about protecting the kid from that Buffalo defensive line.
Yeah, if that's
I think that's what it is.
If that's what you're doing, then that's another terrible move by the coach.
Okay. I think that's what the mindset is.
You don't shelter your kid from this world. You tell him exactly what goes on in this world. You tell him about bad people. You tell him about how they're trying to set you up. You tell him how they're trying to take advantage of you. Why? Because it's a brutal world.
Have you seen how big...
You go shelter your kid.
Have you seen how big...
Your kid just gets screwed over in this world.
Have you seen how big and bad the Buffalo defensive front is, man?
You're talking about a wimpy approach, dude. I don't even want to hear about this. It's a wimpy-ass approach.
I don't like it either, but I'm trying to explain what the possible mindset might be.
It's a stupid-ass mindset.
Why they arrived at this situation. I don't agree with it. They should see what the kid can do.
Brian Flores screwed up here. He basically said it's over with Josh Rosen. Okay? That's it. It's over. It's over. And if Josh Rosen ever comes back from this and plays well this year, it'll make him look even worse because he didn't stick to the quarterback that has a potential of being something. There is no potential with Ryan Fitzpatrick. None. We're over.